would you call okay. that?
How about like down there, we have them all over the place, these
7-Eleven?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What do you call those?
I call it by its proper name. If it's a Little General, it's a Little General, or 7-Eleven, or a Magic Market.
You'll call it a
convenience stores, but I don't ever call it that.
I see. Yeah, okay. How about a store that's specially for...
Do you ever call a grocery store?
The things that you wouldn't just get anywhere. A special foods like cooked meats and salads and everything just all prepared. Some of them are just stores and some of them also have a little restaurant area.
Delicatessen?
Yeah.
Okay.
What do you call those?
And
call
if you
name, if it's a little
wanted to heat some food and you didn't want to bother with your stove or your oven, tell me some small appliances you might be able to get.
A toaster?
How about a store that's specially for...
How about for frying and you can plug it in?
That you wouldn't just get anywhere. Special foods like cooked meats
instead of putting it on the burner.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Just, what would you call it?
Also have a little restaurant
Electric
area.
Skillet.
Okay, yeah. A lot of these things are just very, very ordinary words, but we want to know what you call them.
Oh, okay.
How about these things they have now that use very...
Hot pots or crock pots.
Yeah. Okay, good. How about these things that they use these very intense heat and they cook from the inside out and there can be
microwaves.
They don't use heat.
They use radiation.
Ah, just right, that's right. Yeah. It really uses, it's not heat, right?
No, it's not at all. There's no heat involved.
Very, very
or so that's a, would you call that just a microwave?
Microwave.
Okay.
How about these things they have?
How about if you had to do your laundry
hot pots or crock
pots? And you went to a place where you do it yourself and you put the coins in the machine.
Very intense
a laundromat.
They cook from the out and there can be
They don't use heat.
How about if you wanted to put all your dirty clothes into
something? Right, that's right. Yeah.
Plastic maybe with a lid.
Dirty clothes hand?
No, it's not at all.
Okay. And to pick up the dirt on the floor.
Would you call that just a microwave?
Vacuum. Microwave.
Okay, what's that machine?
A vacuum.
How about if you had to do your
laundry? And inside it has something that holds the dirt that you have to take out every so often and change it.
Yeah, the bag.
The coins in the
Okay, and if you were washing or something and you had a something plastic
that's
round with a handle, put your soapy water in or something,
dirty clothes
a bucket.
Okay.
A bucket, okay.
And
you know those things that you can put your trash in and it makes it smaller?
Trash compactor.
Okay. And we talked about the garbage cans and bins,
Yeah, well, no, I don't think we'd call them a bucket. I think we'd call it a pail.
Okay. We were using it to wash in.
If it was plastic.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And if you were
you'd call it a pail if you were using it to wash.
Yeah.
Regardless of the material.
Put your soapy
I don't know. They don't make wooden buckets anymore.
Yeah. But, okay. It's plastic
pail.
Okay. Any slang names? Have you ever heard anybody call cigarettes anything besides fags?
I've heard them called fags.
I don't think we call them a bucket.
You've heard that?
I think we call it
No, that was at home.
But that was the older generation. I was like my parents' age or older.
Oh, that's interesting. Well, you'd call it a pail if you...
They still say that in England.
Yeah. Regardless of
the
material.
I don't know.
They don't say it here now.
Wooden buckets anymore.
Yeah. That's also associated with slang name for...
It's
weird.
Okay.
But they call that your
cigarettes
grandparents?
No, this was a teacher I had in school who said that that's what it used to mean.
No, that was at home. But that
Any
was the
other
older
names?
Generation. My parents' age or older. Oh, that's
they used to call them. Referring to their,
they still
their
say
bad
that in
cancer stick.
Yeah.
Okay.
I guess that's also...
What would you call a room that's closed in, lots of windows, and it's made to catch as much sun as
They call
possible.
That your
A greenhouse?
Grandparents?
How about
this was a teacher I had in school.
Oh.
Maybe a sunroom?
That that's what it used to mean.
And you talked about, your den and your,
maybe referring to their,
okay.
Their bad,
how about a room that has a toilet in it and a sink, but there's no bath and no shower? Oh, we call that a half bath.
What do you call a room that's closed in?
What kinds of heating things have you ever had in your houses, like stoves and furnaces?
How about it's just for people to sit in?
You could just describe them to
maybe. I mean, not for cooking, just for heat?
Right. We had a floor furnace once.
You talked about
in the old house.
Your den.
And now we just have central heat.
Family.
Okay. Mm-hmm. How about, do you have air conditioning?
How about a room that has central
heat and air?
And a sink, but there's
it's all one system.
Okay.
We call that a half bath.